It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Really? Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
You're tuned in to the FF Face-Off. Here, ready to drop the elbow on your competition, is Mike and Anthony. Ooh, dig it.
Welcome back, folks, to the FF Face-Off. This is a podcast proudly brought to you by Fantasy Football King. Where we are ready to discuss a plethora of NFL franchise tag news. What is going on, everybody? Yes, welcome back to the FF Face-Off. Yes, this is an NFL / fantasy football podcast coming at you multiple times per week, keeping you best informed. Anthony is shaking his head. We may have some technical difficulties, so we'll see how that's going. My name is Michael Hoff. You can follow me on Twitter at the FF Realist. My partner in crime is Anthony Servino. He can be followed at the Real NFL Guru. Anthony, what troubles you, kind sir?
Oh, Mike, this is aggravating today. I'm just having an aggravating time here on the production end of things.
Uh-oh. All right.
Hopefully the rest of the show is going to go smoother.
Do we need to go on Indeed and find somebody?
I doubt it.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. All right. Well, hopefully we have the kinks worked out. And if not, today's little bit of news will come in handy, Anthony, because we are going to have, going forward, it was suggested on the show yesterday. By the way, we're going to get into all the NFL franchise tag news, NFL news. We'll discuss it. We'll probably debate. We'll probably argue a little bit. It'd be a good time. But yes, yesterday it was mentioned on the show that maybe we need a swear jar. I believe it was Scott Kobe who mentioned it. That was Anthony cursing a wee bit too much. So we've decided, Scott, we're going to take you up on that. We are going to have a swear jar on this show. Starting today, we will have a swear jar. We'll keep count. Soon we'll have a pretty little graphic to flash on your screen. And we will see how high that swear jar gets, or how full it gets, I should say. And then once it's all done, figure maybe around kickoff of the 2021 NFL season, we will donate that money from the swear jar to a charity. Which charity? We haven't got that far yet, guys. But this is good. So, with that being said, let's fucking go. And there's a little bit. There's a little drop into the jar, Anthony. So there you go, buddy. There you go.
That's good.
All right. So, Anthony, all right. Before we get into the franchise tag news, I feel like we should mention, by the way, hey, subscribe to the show, YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, subscribe everywhere. leave your iTunes reviews. We wholeheartedly appreciate that. And Anthony, with that out of the way, we'll mention that again in the middle of the show. Good podcasting. Dak Prescott came up in the news yesterday just as we were signing off. You were elated, folks who watched the show yesterday. Anthony screaming, Dak is back, as we closed out the show. Like Daniel Bryan with the yes movement, just shouting. Anthony, you've had some time to marinate on this. Dak Prescott is now locked up. Sounds like Dak's happy. Cowboys happy. Everybody gets what they want. What says you on this Dak Prescott deal?
Mike, I was elated because for a very, very long time, I was getting worried like we were going to have a Kirk Cousins 2.0 scenario with Dak Prescott. Where, you know, last year, if you remember, the holdup wasn't so much the money. It was term. Dallas wanted 5 to 6 years. Dak wanted 4. So we can go ahead and get paid again. And I get that. This time around, it looks like Dak got everything he could possibly want. This is the most player-friendly deal, I believe, in league history. I think there's a no-trade clause today for technicality reasons. They placed a franchise tag on Dak. And this could be part of the verbiage in the contract to where Dak's never going to get tagged again. Because then he would be looking at a third franchise tag, and that price tag on the third tag is ridiculous. He would have been right around just north of $37 million this year if he played under the tag. Just think about it 4 years, 5 years down the road, if he would get a third franchise tag from the team, or let's say he leaves Dallas and goes elsewhere and they wanted to place a franchise tag on him, it would be $50 million. Yeah. So Dak got everything, and I think it's deserved. We've heard national media, we've heard fantasy Twitter, and take fantasy Twitter's opinion for what you will, but Dak deserves this contract. Outside of Tom Brady, I believe since 2016, Dak is tied with Russell Wilson for most wins, and wins in the NFL matters more than fantasy points. Surprise, surprise.
Really?
I didn't know that.
All right. Oh, okay. That's cool.
However, it is Super Bowl or bust now. Dak must win a Super Bowl in the next 4-year window to justify this contract. If not win one, get to one. Because all the criticism on Carson Wentz's bad deal and Jared Goff's bad deal, well, both of those teams, they've played in Super Bowls. And both of those teams awarded their quarterbacks at the time the contracts after the Super Bowl. Dak hasn't gotten there yet.
Yes.
Dak's ceiling is sky high. Now, on the other hand, it's the biggest payday in terms of guaranteed money ever in the NFL.
Yeah, 66, right?
$66 million. And if you look at Patrick Mahomes, did he deserve his deal? Absolutely. Now, what if Patrick Mahomes does not win another Super Bowl? There's no guarantees in this world. All of a sudden, that Mahomes deal, which looked like a long-term discount, doesn't look too good. Deshaun Watson was the second highest paid, or maybe is now the third after Dak. Mm-hmm. What has Deshaun won? What has a lot of these quarterbacks done? Because usually when a quarterback gets a new deal, they're on top. Just like any other big-time player at another position, the latest deal is the biggest deal.
Yeah. Right. Usually.
So I think this is smart for Dallas. And if you go back, and I'm a Cowboys fan, and Cowboys fans can go back in time and remember this. After Troy Aikman and before Tony Romo, there was like 10 to 15 years of obscurity at the quarterback position. Ryan Leaf, Chad Hutchinson. Was there a Chad Hansen in there? Or Drew Henson. Drew Henson.
Drew Henson, yes. Drew Henson.
Who was the other quarterback? Quincy Carter. Drew Bledsoe.
Who's who?
And I love Drew Bledsoe, but we had Drew at the tail end of his career.
Yes.
So this was the right move for Dallas, and we're going to hear a lot of criticism. I'm going to hear a lot of criticism on it, but this was a must-have move for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. And, I mean, you think about it. While the extra year didn't work out the way they wanted, Cowboys technically got their fifth year. It was last year. It was a year in which Dak got hurt. But technically, they got their fifth year. I think it's a great deal. I mean, did anybody really doubt that this deal would happen? I think.
We have ATL, of course, in the chat. All ATL has done in the past 24 hours is try to put down this deal. ATL, who's your quarterback? And what has he done to make your team a contender?
And is he better than Justin Herbert?
That's all I want to know.
About Tua, by the way.
Tua, yeah.
So, anyway, there you go. ATL Mikey's back from Vegas, so he decided to jump into the chat, and you swiftly punted him, and I'm sure he'll be back, though, because it takes a lot more than that to scare off a pest. So he'll be back. So there you go. I think it's a great deal for the Dallas Cowboys. I think it's a great deal for Dak Prescott. And, yeah, listen, does Dak Prescott deserve to be paid as much as he does? I guess it could be debated. But like Anthony said, a lot of times the next quarterback to get paid sets the market. I think the exception to the rule on that one, Anthony, is going to be Baker Mayfield. Because Baker Mayfield is going to get paid at some point, but he's not going to get paid like these other guys. You know, we have Josh Allen coming up. We have Lamar Jackson coming up. Baker's going to come up too. Baker's not going to get paid like those guys. So that's the exception of setting the market. But, you know, you look at Jimmy Garoppolo at the time. I believe he was the highest paid quarterback for a hot second. This is the way in which it goes. So, but I listen, Dak is great for fantasy. Dak is great for NFL. And Anthony, I told you, man, off air, I've been in some best ball drafts. I'll give a shout out. Underdog Fantasy. Love doing best ball drafts. They're very user friendly. Good time. The only thing I wish they would do is I wish that they would let me invite people to the game that I'm in. Get on that, Underdog. But in all my best ball drafts so far, I have CeeDee Lamb in all of them, and I'm elated because CeeDee Lamb is going to be the number one wide receiver in Dallas this year. That is not a prediction, as Paul Heyman would say. That is a spoiler. So there you go. Anthony, anything else to discuss on the Dak Prescott deal? Anything at all? I mean, just actually, we'll put it this way. This is a bit of a fantasy show, too. I'll just say, Dak Prescott for me, if you did not see my tweet this morning, early rankings, which I'm going to start to publish and talk a bit about on this show. Dak Prescott's my third best. He's my third ranked quarterback right now, my QB3. Damn near could be QB2, depending on how this offseason goes and how the wind blows and how I feel. But QB3, done. Lock it up, confident. Feel great.
I'm with you on the QB3 in fantasy. I can make a strong case for Dak Prescott going to the QB2.
Yep.
And you would say Josh Allen right now is my QB2.
Yeah.
Who has better weapons?
Dak does, of course.
Right? And he has the better weapons. We've seen a couple of years ago before the injury, Dak Prescott put up monster fantasy football numbers. Dak Prescott was on his way to having another monster year until the injury last season. I don't know. This is going to be tough, and it depends on what the Buffalo Bills do in free agency. But as we stand right now, and this is a big deal, this Dak Prescott deal this season by him not playing on a $37 million franchise tag, the cap hits a little bit more team friendly. They need that money to go make the rest of the team better, but all of their weapons are intact. They're all intact.
Yeah.
If you improve this offensive line and defense, all of a sudden this Cowboys team, they're not only a legit contender, let's face it, the NFC East. The best team in the East right now, not named the Dallas Cowboys, A to Z talent-wise, the Washington football team. They don't have a quarterback. Tyler Heinicke is their quarterback right now.
Nice.
Barring another Dak Prescott injury, and there was injuries all over that team last season in Dallas, Dallas is going to win that division, and they're going to be in the playoff hunt.
Of course, they better be.
But, fantasy football-wise, look at Dallas's top three receivers, and, of course, Josh Allen has Stephon Diggs. What if CeeDee Lamb is just as good, if not better, than Stephon Diggs? You also have Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, assuming they retain him, a couple of nice tight ends, both running backs who can catch passes out of the backfield. It is weapons galore for Dak Prescott, which is why when it's all said and done, he'll be my QB too.
Okay. Yeah, and I will not be here to argue with that. You and I are, I think you and I are going to be, we'll see how many other shows do this. I mean, but you and I are going to be steadfast top three quarterback or better. And that's going to be the end of it. So there you go. Enjoy now. And again, not a prediction or however they say it. Whatever it is. You know what it is. It's a spoiler. So you'll see. Anthony, let's get away from Dak and the Cowboys, because if you talk any more about Dak and the Cowboys, I think you might burst at the seams, my good friends. Might need a cold shower. So we'll transition. Listen, there were other players where it was announced, this guy's tagged, this guy's not tagged. But what we were all waiting for up until that deadline was Allen Robinson. We all wanted to know, where was Allen Robinson? Not where was he going to go, but was he going to get tagged? And lo and behold, I mean, really, I view this a lot like I do Dak.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Like, did anybody really think Dak was going to go anywhere? Like, go anywhere else besides Dallas? I didn't think so. Did anybody really think that the Bears wouldn't tag Allen Robinson? Well, they did. And it's to the tune of, it's worth $16.4 million. Anthony, I know everybody on Twitter immediately, and myself included, moans and groans. God, you know, damn it, he's, you know, I don't know. It's a swear. Is that a swear?
Damn it, no.
Anyway. Okay. But Allen Robinson, the next thing the Bears have to do, man, if you're going to tag this guy, pay him. Pay him. Give him a contract and get him a capable quarterback. Anthony, what says you about Allen Robinson? We discussed a little bit of the futile pipe dream, as Peter King put it yesterday, with Russell Wilson going to Chicago. What says you, Allen Robinson being tagged, staying in sweet home Chicago?
This doesn't surprise me, right? Because look at another wide receiver who was not tagged, Kenny Golladay. And Marvin Jones is a free agent, and Danny Amendola is a free agent, and the cupboard's bare with the Lions. Whereas with the Chicago Bears, they're in a situation with Allen Robinson where if you lose him, you're giving him away for nothing, and you're stuck with Darnell Mooney, Anthony Miller, and a bunch of other guys. Right? At least in this situation, let's say they have no intent of extending Allen Robinson. You can at least trade him, or at least attempt to trade him and get something instead of just letting him walk in free agency. And let's say a trade doesn't happen. Then you retain a legitimate bona fide wide receiver one in the NFL at $16.4 million franchise tag. So it is a win-win for the Chicago Bears.
The bigger question is,
I know everybody hates the move, but what if Chicago goes and gets a quarterback?
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what they need to do now. They need to pay this guy and give him a quarterback finally. But Anthony, do you think they do that?
Can they realistically run with what they have? Nick Foles and Trubisky. They can. I mean, you can't, right?
I mean, you could, but
how do you look like Khalil Mack in the eyes and say, "This is what we're going with again"? And I know it's not supposed to matter, but you don't think it matters from a football point of view? And I think I talked about this with Jim Coventry last week. How deflating. Nobody's going to go out there and dog it, right? They're all professionals getting a nice paycheck. But, like, you know, maybe instead of giving it 100% Khalil Mack and the rest of that defense will give it, like, 110% because they have an offense they believe in and a quarterback they believe in.
Yeah.
This is a team that's been 500 or better in each of the past three seasons with inept quarterback play. You imagine Russell Wilson on this team.
Ah, Jesus.
So if you're Allen Robinson, yeah, I might want to get out. But if I'm the Bears, I can't let you go for free, Allen.
Yeah, and I'm sure he under... I don't know whether the guy's disappointed. I don't have direct communication with Allen Robinson. I would love to, but...
I know 16.4 million reasons why he shouldn't be disappointed in full and guaranteed money.
Yeah. Listen, and but I want to mention this, and then we'll move on to some Kenny Galladay and some other things, of course. All the people who were tagged or not tagged. I was sent a DM today, and somebody asked me after the Allen Robinson news, or not even asked me, they basically just said, well, I guess this kind of ruins some of Allen Robinson's value. And I would say to that, which I did say to that, no. While it's disappointing, yes. And while we had, these grand views of, you know, what could be him with a proper quarterback, him with a top-tier quarterback, him with Deshaun Watson if he gets traded to the Jets, all these things. Let's not forget, the last 2 years in PPR formats, Allen Robinson was a top 10 wide receiver in each of the last 2 years with Mitch Trubisky. He is one of the few wide receivers in the NFL that shows you that he is matchup proof. So I think you could do a lot worse than Allen Robinson. I don't think this hurts his value. And just like Anthony says, if they do right by him and if they make some moves, if they add some players, then he's potentially even better. So don't lose too much faith in Allen Robinson. I hate to say trust the process with Chicago, but, you know, trust the process. Anthony, is your arm bleeding?
Is it bleeding?
You had your arm up. You're a little red there.
Oh, maybe it is.
Right by the tattoo.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's going on with that, buddy?
Thanks for noticing. I have no clue.
Well, see, this is the benefit of me now seeing you. See? There you go. All right. Well, listen, while Anthony cleans himself up, who knows what he was doing prior to the show? I don't know. He's got no alibi, so I don't know what the hell went on. But Kenny Galladay was a guy who did not get tagged. So we had a little celebratory moment there. Kenny Galladay is going to go ahead. He's going to go ahead and go get paid. People have their criticisms about Galladay. I believe Anthony Servino is one in that group. Not really sold on Kenny Galladay so much. Maybe he will comment on that. But I'll say... And I saw a report, somebody from the Miami Herald, let me get my words out, talking too fast, said this. He thinks that two teams that could be a fit for Kenny Galladay would be the New York Football Giants and the Miami Dolphins. I'm going to go on record now. I don't hate the idea of him going to the Giants. I really, truly don't. I'm not saying this means he's top 12 wide receiver. I'm not saying this means he's on the cover of Madden next year. I'm simply saying from an NFL perspective, Dave Gettleman came out today and gave another vote of confidence to Daniel Jones, reaffirmed their commitment to him. Well, if you're reaffirming that commitment and if you're committed to this kid, well, then give him a weapon. Give him a proper weapon. Anthony, you went off, I believe, on the last show about these pass catchers in New York. This is an upgrade. Whether you love Kenny Galladay or not, this is an upgrade. Anthony, I know you'll speak on that, but I don't hate the idea of him maybe going to the Giants. Miami, of course, would be nice, too, if Tua can get his head out of his ass. ATL, wink. Go ahead, Anthony.
I'm not the biggest Kenny Galladay guy, number one. I don't understand the hype considering the numbers he has produced with everybody's beloved and the new infallible quarterback in the NFL. It used to be Carson Wentz, and his infallibility failed everyone. Now it's the infallible Matthew Stafford and Kenny Galladay. I know he was a little bit banged up, and I know 1 year Stafford was banged up. You would expect more if Kenny Galladay really is this top flight wide receiver everybody makes him out to be.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Galladay for the New York Giants is a vast upgrade over they released Golden Tate, the last Detroit product that they invested in at wide receiver, or former, you know, he came from the Eagles, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, gotcha.
Daniel Jones, and I was a Daniel Jones guy. I'm trying to hang on. But I put him in the conversation a little bit. Like, I had a tweet from this morning, and I went down the list of Carson Wentz's receivers since joining the NFL. And, you know, Golden Tate was on that list, right? And he was at the top of the list. You want to know who the top of the list of Carson Wentz wide receivers were? Alshon Jeffrey. That's all the right. Top. That's the high. So Daniel Jones, right? Who was the top of Daniel Jones's wide receiver list since coming into the NFL? Sterling Shepard, never had over 1,000 yards, can't stay healthy. Not a true number one. Darius Slayton, remember him? Remember when Darius Slayton was supposed to be the next big deep threat in the league and take over fantasy? That didn't happen. And then Golden Tate. You got to give these young quarterbacks a shot. The Giants, if you really believe, just like you said, if you really believe that Daniel Jones is your guy, you need to go get him a bona fide number one wide receiver, especially right. This free agent class, because they're out there. It's not just Kenny Golladay, and I know Chris Godwin, who we'll get to my Buccaneers in a minute. He was just franchise tag today, and they also re-signed one of their stud defensive players, right? One more left to bring the whole pack back.
There we go.
You know, Will Fuller, Sammy Watkins, Juju Smith-Schuster. There's a bunch of wide receivers. Is he not better than anything? Is he not an upgrade over Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton?
He is. I just, you know how I feel about Sammy
Watkins. I get it, but he is what he is.
I believe he's an upgrade. I also believe I need to plug in my Mac charger, which I'll do that after I ask you a question, Anthony. So we'll do that in a hot second. But yes, Chris Godwin was tagged. So we'll talk about Chris Godwin really quick, because to me, Anthony, I think the only discussion to really have here in regards to Tampa Bay was what we talked about yesterday. We talked about the Odell Beckham rumors, Tom Brady wanting Odell. Well, them tagging Godwin, which I'm not surprised. You'd have to imagine if these rumors come to fruition where Tom really does want Odell, you'd have to say clearly Antonio Brown would be the odd man out. You don't need Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. It's cool to have, yes, but to keep the band back together, as you were saying a little bit earlier, Anthony, I don't know if they can afford to have all those top-tier wide receivers there. Three? Sure. Four? Might be too much, especially when you got Scotty Too Hotty Miller there. You know,
because Scotty Miller is now in the conversation with Antonio Brown and Mike Evans and Chris Scott. Maybe Mike Evans, because everybody should have cut him midseason.
No, I'm saying...
But, you know.
I think you're taking what I was saying incorrectly, but you could feel free to talk about the Mike Evans getting dropped. But I was saying that you can't pay all those guys. And it helps you to say, well, we can't pay all these guys. We do have a Scotty Miller, so we can use Scotty Miller when we need him. He's not going to be our featured guy. He's not going to be on the cover of our team program, but we can use him. So, Anthony,
but the way you talk about Scotty Miller, he should just take Chris Godwin's contract and just ship Chris Godwin to the XFL.
I'm cursing a lot today. I have shit on Scotty Miller plenty of times. He's buried me in DFS. I don't even know why you're taking this the wrong way. I feel like I'm having a conversation with my wife. You're taking it the wrong way, and there's beyond the point of return. Anthony, just shut up and just talk to me a little bit about what you think is going to happen now with that third wide receiver. Is it, Brown, or?
I think they're going to ship them all out for Scotty Miller after your comment. No, but really though, I can't see Tampa Bay giving away assets to acquire Odell Beckham Jr. because they're still going to take a hit in free agency. Yes, you retained Chris Godwin with that 16.4 fully guaranteed one-year tag. You also extended Levante David, who's been a staple in that defense for a long time. He got a two-year deal. You have to try to get Shaq Barrett back.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown, price tag, not only can you have him for free, but you're going to get Antonio Brown at a fraction of the cost of Odell Beckham Jr. The only way Odell makes sense is if Antonio Brown goes elsewhere, and you know that landing spot for me is Baltimore. I think if there's one other team who's willing to take a shot, it's Baltimore.
I guess, yeah. Well, yeah, okay. Antonio Brown would work. Just my thinking again with Baltimore is like Packers fans as well. It came to mind because when Robinson was tagged, I saw some Packers fans and Ravens fans like, oh man, they tagged Robinson. Guys, Ravens fans, Packers fans, there's no way they were bringing in Allen Robinson. Look at the wide receivers they have now after their main guys. They're not bringing in Allen Robinson. You think they're paying Allen? If you think they're paying Allen Robinson, if Ravens fans or Packers fans think that they're going to pay for Allen Robinson, guess what? Come meet me on Long Island tomorrow because I've got a beautiful glistening bridge to sell you. And you can feel free to jump off it after you buy it.
Okay. It's like you're in the mood today.
I am in the mood today. It's not, but I'm just saying. Antonio Brown, yes, I think that Antonio Brown would. You're right. If there's no home for him in Tampa, Baltimore would be the spot.
Because you're not going to have to break the bank for Antonio Brown. He's going to play on incentivized deals at this point.
Right. No, it's true. Listen, Chargers aren't going to use the franchise tag on Hunter Henry. I don't think anybody's really surprised by that.
The brakes.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I have to note something that I've seen on fantasy Twitter already.
Oh, okay.
Right? It could have happened. I don't know where I saw it or who wrote it. But, like, I'm already seeing and I can't even pronounce this, Darnell Parnum or the guy from the backup tight end on the Chargers now that they're not placing the franchise. It's like, Darnell Parnum season? Why?
Why is this? There's
like, the
there's
fuck is wrong thing, with people?
There's this thing on Twitter, right, where people assume
that people are idiots?
People don't understand that when a player leaves a team, they think, well, they're not allowed to add other players. So what they have left is what they have left. This isn't like Walking Dead where someone dies off and you've only got what you have here. You can go ahead and acquire players, guys. This is the NFL. Parnum. Parnum's not going to play. I mean, whatever. There'll be 1 week where he'll score two touchdowns and then someone's going to go, see, I told you he was good, idiot. Yeah. Well done. Right. No. This could open the door, Anthony, though, to some tight end conversation.
And I believe it's Donald Parham Jr. I'm sorry I butchered the name at first.
And we're sorry for the senior if we were butchering your, if we were going after you. We weren't going after you. We were going after the senior.
It's like, do you need to have the hot take? Like, the free agency didn't even open, and there were a bunch of free agent tight end. Like, do you think the Chargers are just going to say, you know what, Justin, we're going to let our Pro Bowler go and leave you with Donald Parham Jr. Really, but you know what? But go replicate your rookie year with what we have, right?
And when that sort of thing does happen, a great example for me, personally, is I forget how this worked out. Greg Olsen, they weren't going to bring him back, whatever. they let him go. They have Ian Thomas. And everybody always said, Ian Thomas is going to be so good. It's going to be the best. It's going to be so good. Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah. I was an Ian Thomas guy. Yeah, you ever think ever think it was more Teddy than Ian?
No, I'm pretty sure a lot of it was Ian.
Okay. We can negotiate. I'll put 50-50 blame at this point. I am not putting most of the blame or at least half the blame on Teddy.
Okay, fine.
Teddy One Reed Bridgewater.
Whatever makes you happy. Now, Anthony, one thing that at least as far as the trends I saw on Twitter today, one of the things that kind of slipped by the radar was Aaron Jones was not tagged. And there was I was personally kind of split. Anthony, I think you were more they could tag him. I think you're more in that camp. I could just as likely see them tagging him as not tagging him. But either way, Anthony, Aaron Jones is a free man. I don't know how free you want to be from the Green Bay Packers, though, but he's free, and now he is able to sign with a team. He will not come free, of course, and he will probably command more money than any other running back available this offseason. So, Anthony, I ask of you, what are your thoughts here? Aaron Jones, because, again, you probably looked at it through the lens of, you know, Packers are going to tag him. Well, they're not now. So what do you think is next for Aaron Jones? And is this a kind of lesser play now for fantasy?
What do you mean by a lesser play?
I mean, what I was trying to say was, do you think now that it's going to be a downgrade? Do you think because he's going to go to a new offense, or does it depend on the offense? I mean, because again, the Packers used him in a pretty, obviously worked out for fantasy, used him a lot towards the goal line, used him a lot in the red zone area. He's very productive there, worked well in that offense. Do you think he can go to another offense and replicate what he was doing for fantasy and maintain that? Because now he's got some name value that might carry a price.
It all depends on the landing spot for me. Like, is he going to go and split time somewhere? Is he going to go to Buffalo and take that whole running back room over because what they have is not working and has not worked? You know, if you go to Buffalo in that offense, I think we can value Aaron Jones the way we would normally value him. But if he goes to an offense where it's a 1A, 1B situation, because as much as Jamal Williams played, that was still Aaron Jones's backfield. If there is better than Jamal Williams in the backfield, and it's not going to happen. I'm just throwing an example. If Aaron Jones went to Baltimore, like his value shot with J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards. It just is.
Right. Agreed.
If he goes to Jacksonville, I know the fantasy Twitter is they either love J-Rob or they don't love J-Rob. I'm not on the J-Rob train. I'm off of it. If he goes to Jacksonville, he's going to dominate that backfield. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. No, I agree. No, I agree with that. The best spot, I feel like, for Aaron Jones, and I say this because in the past, if I had said this, I know I said this about Todd Gurley last year, spoiler alert, you know what team is coming now, Anthony would have rolled your eyes, but for multiple reasons, the knees and the coaching staff. The new coaching staff in town, Arthur Smith in Atlanta with our friend Hayden Hurst, which, by the way, Mental Health Podathon, date's coming soon. Summer of 2021, it's going down, 24 hours, raising money to break the stigma of mental health. But circling it back to the running back position, Aaron Jones, I think Atlanta would be a great spot for him for fantasy. I think for him and for fantasy. What says you on a, you know, does the coaching change in Atlanta change your perspective of how you would value running backs in fantasy football?
Well, they have Arthur Smith now.
Yeah.
And we know what Arthur Smith did in Tennessee and how he loves to run the ball with Derrick Henry. So putting a featured back, and he doesn't have the same skill set as Derrick Henry. I think Derrick Henry's the only person with Derrick Henry's skill set with the way he can run the football with that much speed and elusiveness. Yeah. For a player of that size. But Aaron Jones, can he get the job done as the featured back in an Arthur Smith offense? Absolutely. I actually love that landing spot for Aaron Jones, Mike.
Yeah. No, I would dig that a lot. And let's not forget, by the way, I think we heard this a lot. We're going to hear this a lot because the Jets have a lot of money to spend. Aaron, and especially if they do some cap casualties like a Jamison Crowder, they could save even more money and have even more money to spend on free agents. I'm sorry, Aaron Jones, if he goes to the Jets, is that like with the Falcons and you're very interested, or is it the Jets and you're already making the face?
It's the Jets, and I need to see them build that team. At least in Atlanta, you have Ridley, Julio, Hayden. Matt Ryan. Like, what are the Jets doing? We don't know what they're doing. They could draft a quarterback. They could retain Darnold. They want to cut their most productive receiver. It's like, what are they doing?
Well, they want to cut their most productive. I'm not killing them over wanting to cut. Jameson Crowder. Well, because I have faith that this team is going to. I have faith this year that Joe Douglas, if this is on Joe Douglas, if Joe Douglas doesn't come out and put together a good team, his head's the next one to roll. It's not Robert Saleh. So, not the owners. We know that. But I get it.
Robert Saleh, the connection.
You get it?
The Jets are going to win the East.
Wait, hold on. Anthony, question.
Yes.
Do you get it?
I do get it. The Jets are going to win the East, according to Mike Hoff.
Okay. All right. Let's have a serious discussion here. Who's the next head to roll in New York if it doesn't work out with the Jets? Is it Joe Douglas or is it Robert Saleh?
It's Joe Douglas.
Okay, good.
But Mike, you're saying you have vast optimism on the Jets this year.
I don't have vast optimism. What I'm trying to say, if you let me finish my statement, is I'm of the belief that with the Jets having the money that they have to spend, I believe that they will add somebody better than Jamison Crowder. I think that they can go out there, they can go get, maybe they go get Kenny Galladay, maybe they go get Juju Smith-Schuster, and then you have Denzel Mims there.
Ooh.
So what I'm simply saying to you, I think that, listen, okay, you want, I don't think that Jamison Crowder is the heart and soul of the Jets team, and if he's gone, it's all gonna crumble. Like, as if they had you make it act like they had this big castle. And if Jamison Crowder leaves, it's all gonna crumble. The whole foundation is gonna cave.
But actually,
are you on the Jamison Crowder payroll?
Actually, Mike, whatever foundation that is left, Jamison Crowder has it on his back. Whatever foundation they have in New York.
Right, so there's no other way that franchise can succeed. If they let go of Jamison Crowder, it's all shit, man.
Yeah, you know what? Denzel Mims, he's gonna.
It's another curse.
Denzel Mims.
Oh my God, you're impossible to talk to sometimes. Okay, but I don't know what I'm gonna tell you.
Don't tell me anything.
Yeah, you're right. I can't talk to you. It was great because I podcast with you. But the Jets. So, all right. So you need to see to believe in order to Aaron Jones, to believe Aaron Jones in that system, in that offense. So chances are if he goes to the Jets, you're not drafting him. So there you go. So we'll save the wide receiver discussion for another day because it sounds like you've got a hard on for Jamison Crowder and you don't believe anything else. If a team if the Jets add a number one wide receiver, you don't think Denzel Mims could be anything as a wide receiver too? And mind you, when we talk about wide receiver two, we're not talking about the best wide receiver in football. You're making faces like as if I'm saying that Denzel Mims is going to be Calvin Johnson. I'm simply saying he's going to be a complementary piece in an offense, which probably, by the way, to be honest with you, is going to utilize running back an awful lot. So you're not going to need this crazy production out of your wide receiver, too. I don't know why You're shitting on Denzel Mims today. What did Denzel Mims do to you?
Listen.
Is there a grade school picture of him wearing a 49ers starter jacket?
I need the Jets to go get a quarterback. And let's go from there.
Okay. That's fine.
Or commit to Sam. Or commit to Sam and go from there. The Jets need a lot of work before I can say, you know what, Aaron Jones goes there? Yeah, I'm going to draft him. I'm all in. No.
Okay. That's fine. I'm just having it. Now we're having a separate discussion. When I talk about how they're gonna release Jamison Crowder, and then Denzel Mims could be a wide receiver too there, and you're like, oh god, like you act like I just made you smell some smelly sock cheese. So I want to know what's the problem with Denzel Mims. I
would rather have Jamison Crowder than Denzel Mims, but I get it salary cap wise. I get the move.
Yeah, that's the thing. Anyway, we were talking about Arthur Smith. Listen, guys, you guys might not be able to know this, but actually, truth be told, me and Anthony love podcasting with each other. I couldn't wait to get home from work to talk to Anthony today, to be quite honest with you. Sometimes I enjoy talking to Anthony just as much, if not more, than my wife. Don't tell her I said that, please. But there you go. So, Anthony, speaking of Arthur Smith, now the head coach in Atlanta, one of his former guys in Tennessee, guy who was not tagged. I don't think anybody really expected him to be tagged, but he wasn't tagged. Jonnu Smith, tight end.
Oh.
Everybody thinks Jonnu's. Oh, poor guy Anthony. Man, Anthony's having a tough day today with these takes. Anthony, okay. Jonnu Smith, do you have anything positive to say based on your reaction?
Well, you know, Jonnu Smith, and I got a little bit of heat because I made a comment on Twitter.
Oh, no.
And somebody said, well, where is he going to land next? And my reply was on the overhyped underachiever list. And I got a little bit of I got some negative gifts over it. Right. But really, like, this is like 2 or 3 years Jonnu Smith was going to break out. And albeit he finished as a tight end 12 last year, I believe, in fantasy points per game. 9 total touchdowns, didn't have a lot of volume, but this is like one of the, like why would they franchise tag Jonnu Smith? What does he earn to garner the franchise tag?
That's what I'm saying. It's not a surprise that they didn't.
Jonnu Smith's a guy. He's just a guy.
The thing that worries me, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No. I was going to say, what worries me most about Jonnu Smith, because I'm kind of in the same camp as you. What worries me about Jonnu Smith is, like, what if just hypothetically, and I know we already talked about the Falcons, but what if hypothetically the Falcons are like, yeah, let's add Jonnu and let's have him with Hayden. That screws Hayden's value. I don't like that. That's what I'm worried about most, is wherever Jonnu goes, does that poo-poo a value? And yes, I said poo-poo. Does that poo-poo a value of a tight end that we like right now and we deem as a potential top 12 tight end? That's what I most worry about with Jonnu, because I'm in the same camp as you, dude. I don't think he's, you know, the second coming of Tony Gonzalez.
Should we worry about Hayden anyway in an Arthur Smith offense, depending on that feature back?
No, I'm actually kind of encouraged.
Really, because of what Jonnu Smith has done in Arthur Smith's offense?
I think for what he's wanted out of tight ends, and I am saying that I think Hayden Hurst is a better and more capable tight end than Jonnu Smith. I think he's a better weapon for Arthur Smith than Jonnu Smith. That's what I'm saying. So I'm thinking that he'll be better utilized because he's a better player than Jonnu Smith. That's what I'm saying. He's sure as hell faster.
That's fair. I'm just not a big Jonnu guy. And he's going to go somewhere. Maybe he'll go and you know, I think send fantasy Twitter in an uproar if he goes to the Chargers and people have to decide between Donald Parham and Jonnu Smith. Who are they going to rank as their number 3 tight end?
Yeah.
Maybe he goes to Chicago and sends the Cole Kmet people in an uproar.
God. I would actually hate that, though, too. But that's what I'm saying. That's how I view this with Jonnu. I feel like he's going to go somewhere, and he's going to screw it up for the tight end there. That's, yeah. I mean, does Jonnu Smith go to a team where Anthony Cervino says, "This is it. This is the spot. I'm in. Give me the Jonnu Smith chairs." Is there a team that he goes to and they say, "All right, Jonnu's our guy. Jonnu's our tight end." Is Anthony Cervino like, "All right,
maybe, I'm down with Jonnu here. Maybe"?
Okay,
the Cardinals.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe, yeah. I buy in there.
But even if, I mean, he's not a. To me, that's one of those, like you talked about, you have to see it to believe it, like with the Jets, which is fair. The conversation we had yesterday with tight ends, like, when was the last productive tight end in Arizona? You and I still don't know.
I would pay, yeah. I would bet $100.
$101.
That if Jonnu Smith signed with the Cardinals, people will rank him as like a top eight or better tight end.
Oh, they will, and they're so wrong. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
Like within seconds.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. But I'm saying you yourself, because we're you and I do this podcast to help instruct others to help others. I mean, Arizona's not a spot where you're like, you're in, right?
I think there's something with Kyler Murray in the tight end position, because we've seen bits and flashes of Dan Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if there's an actual tight end, because Arnold's versatile, converted receiver, if you actually put a tight end in that offense, maybe.
Okay.
But he's very volume dependent. I think a big reason why we haven't seen the best of Jonnu Smith, or maybe we have, is because he never received the volume. But to me, when I look at Jonnu Smith last year, it makes me think of 2019 Jared Cook. But you're paying, like in a dynasty league, you're getting Jared Cook in round 40, and you're paying a little bit more for Jonnu.
Yeah, you are. No, but I dig that comp. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. Anthony, is there another player or, you know, listen, I know big news, Dan Bailey got released by the Vikings today. Is there any other news or tag or not tag, anything you want to discuss? Anything that comes to mind for you?
Scott Cowboys 3 in the chat asked earlier about if the Cowboys should pursue Keanu Neal. We know that Dallas needs defensive backs. They need safeties. And my top target was Marcus May. He received the tag from the Jets today. Justin Simmons was already tagged. I think Anthony Harris, who got the tag last year from the Vikings, he might be available. Listen, I think Keanu Neal's a nice player. If I'm going to pay up for one of these free agent safeties, I'm going to go pay up and get the best available, which is probably Harris from Minnesota. At this point, with everybody tagged.
Really quick, because we only have about 10 minutes left. So I want to get a quick thought from you. I know when we talk Cowboys, and this is only because you know so well the team, you get into it pretty deep. But just really quick, blanket kind of question. Does the contract given to Dak Prescott worry you about them filling those holes in defense? And, you know, they do have, you know, listen, when Zeke came in, that offensive line was good to go. Now it's a little bit aging. So does it worry you with the contract they give? That's always a question to ask when a quarterback gets a big contract.
So you're asking what? I mean,
does that worry? Do you think that the contract that Dak could maybe limit them as far as filling some holes on the defensive side of the ball, which you said that they need to do, and so on and so forth?
Yes and no. Long term, yes. But okay. You now can go draft those pieces. And Dallas, right. They actually draft well outside of like Taco Charlton in the past couple of years. They've been drafting well. Yeah. They have some nice pieces. Same thing with the offensive line. You need to revamp that. Other than, like, you know, you're good at linebacker. You have a nice pass rusher. You can piece together with the cap money that Dak freed up this year. You can go and get mercenaries. Like, remember last year, yeah. Dallas got mercenaries. The issue was Mike Nolan. And then they cut all the mercenaries and the defense came together. But they filled Gerald McCoy and Everson Griffin and Dontari Poe. They did not work But now you have a little bit more money to go get. Maybe you can get Ndamukong Suh on the cheap.
This NFC is going to be very interesting. For what you kind of what you were just saying, listen, there's no more Nolan. We're presuming we're going to have a healthy Dak Prescott all year. You know, if the 49ers get to full strength, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what are the Saints? We're going to find out. The Green Bay Packers, but you know, back-to-back visits to the NFC Championship. This NFC is going to be scorching, and I can't wait, except my team is in the NFC, and I'm probably going to need a lot of Xanax and or Tums. So there you go.
Like, do you know what...
Do I know what, buddy?
What Jonnu Smith's career high yardage is?
Oh, what's it like? I don't know.
Over, under 450.
You're asking me over, under? You want me to pick? I mean, I'm clearly going to go under then. I'm going to take the bait.
Yeah, yeah. 448.
Oh, he's so good. Oh, man, he's so good. Oh, this is going to be sick. And to anybody who says, oh, look at the offense he was in. Yeah, look at Delanie Walker before that. Yeah. You know, whatever.
Oh, yeah. See, and Delanie wants to play this year.
And I'm saying, so imagine Arthur Smith. Imagine that with Hayden Hurst. They're going to make some beautiful music together.
And Jared Cook's a free agent.
Good times. Good times. Are you done with tight end talk, do you think?
Yes.
We are, all right.
Should I get into why Donald Parham's the next tight end one in fantasy football?
No. What you should do is one of those next times that I'm busy and you do one of those solo shows, definitely talk about that the whole time, wire to wire.
It might be the shortest show in our history.
Might be shorter than the show we put out where we had some production issues and I had to delete it. Might be just as short. But all right, seriously, is there any other news you'd like to discuss? The other thing to say is, you know, no one expected Judah to be tagged. I don't believe the Steelers actually tagged anybody. I don't believe. Forgive me if I made that mistake. I don't believe they tagged anybody. But Juju's available, and I mention this because Juju now becomes one of the best players on the market, arguably the best wide receiver on the market, I should say, alongside Kenny Galladay. Depends on what you're into. I say Juju is better than Kenny Galladay, in my opinion. Some people might kill me over that, but that's what I'm going with. Anthony does his eyebrows, so I will ask
two,
Anthony.
They're two different players to me.
They are two different players. This is true.
The Saints placed a franchise tag on safety Marcus Williams.
Yep.
Another nice safety. There's a lot of players who did not get tagged, who was expected to or could have. Matthew Judon, the linebacker, Hassan Reddick from the Arizona Cardinals. As you said, Dan Bailey was released. Yes. Malcolm Butler was released.
Yes,
man. Why is it that I believe that all these former Patriots are going back?
I mean,
listen, am I crazy? I know every year, every new player, every new free agent's going to the Patriots. I feel like all of their old guys are going to find their way back.
I mean, Courtney Fallon, who we're co-workers with over at the Game Day NFL, the Game Day, wonderful site. Check it out for sure. They've also got baseball content, NBA content, all the kit caboodle, help you gamble, help you win, help give you good information. Anthony's working there, burning the candles at both ends, as they say. But anyway, Courtney's there, and Courtney has some ties to that area. She's done some work over there, and she said today in a tweet that she feels like Bill is like this is like a revenge tour almost. I forget her exact wording, but it was something to that sentiment. So, Anthony, I think that coincides with your belief that what if some of these guys go there? And again, remember all the guys that opted out in that 2020 season, didn't want to play because of COVID on that defense. There could be a storm brewing in New England, man. That AFC East could get, you know,
watch
whatever.
Out for your Jets.
Just saying. This is the stupidest thing you're
the
saying.
The Robert Saleh-led Jets, he's going to play all 22 positions.
Robert
and
Saleh
coach. And coach.
And coach.
I feel like all your optimism is because of Robert Saleh and the staff that he brought with him.
No, I always want the Jets to do well. I always sympathize with the Jets. I'm a Mets fan. My wife is a Jets fan. My brother-in-law, God rest his soul, he was a big Jets fan. He actually worked for the organization. So I want the Jets to do well. So
why don't you just become a Jets fan?
They are one of my favorites, you know. Like, you have, like, you know, this is my team. This is my team. My team.
I have,
you have that?
32 my team sometimes.
Yeah. The Jets are one of mine, man. I like the Jets. And I'm not going to apologize for it. Screw you. That's it. Anyway. Good time, buddy. Anything else you want to discuss as far as franchise tags or anything else? Or you want to start to wrap it up?
No, I think we can wrap it up. And you were asking about the Steelers. Bud Dupree was their top end guy. He was not tagged.
Yes. All right. So they proceeded to take nobody. So there you go. I will mention tomorrow we will have Adam Rank on. We're gonna go around 5:15 because we've got to guess. So we got to act on that. So we got to be prim and proper. We're always a little bit ish. So maybe we're 5 minutes late, but we'll be on around that time. We're going to have Adam Rank on. We will discuss some of this NFL news. We could talk to him about the Bears because he's obviously a big Bears fan. And you know what, Anthony? Maybe we could squeeze in, because I believe he's a wrestling fan. So maybe we can squeeze in some wrestling as well.
Okay.
That'd be a good time. So there you go. And then also next week, Lindsay OK, one of our favorites you mentioned, she will be on next week on the eve of free agency. So that's going to be awesome. If you're looking for NFL content, good NFL content with a dash of fantasy, you need to tune into that show, because it's I'll just say now, I'm gonna set the bar high. That might damn near be our best show.
The one with Lindsay.
Yeah.
I agree.
Bar set. So you go. Anthony, my wonderful dude, who I ridicule and mock all the time, but still one of the best parts of my day is being on this show with you, my dude. Is there anything you'd like to say before we ride off into the sunset today?
Yes. If you are listening right now on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe. Leave us a 5-star rating and a 5-star review telling everyone why you love the show and why we are the best at what we do here at the FF Faceoff, because the more subscriptions, ratings, reviews that we get, the more people we can help dominate their fantasy football leagues and tell you why Donald Parham is just a blip on the radar like Jonnu Smith. Take it home.
Good times. Well said. Beautifully said. That's your best outro ever. So there you go. So that will do it for today's FF Faceoff. Again, we appreciate the hell out of you guys for watching this today. I implore you, I beg of you, please, if you watch this show, like Anthony said, please subscribe. Please leave a review. It helps us out so much. And that's what we're here to do, man. Help us help you. And listen, we'll catch you on the flip side. But until then, stay thirsty. Be kind to one another. If they ask you to wear a mask, this COVID thing is still happening. So do all the right things. Get vaccinated if you need to. It's not that bad, except for the second shot sucks. But we'll catch you on the flip side. Cheers.